Imagine not using credit cards, your husband was on board, and maybe like you paid off $5,000 in debt in 2 months.
Wow, I think so. What if, imagine, this is, you're about to go on vacation, your son is getting married, and you have to pay for the rehearsal dinner, and you have to pay to fly there, and you have to pay to stay there. And of course, you've got to get your mother of the groom dress, okay? What if all of that was paid for and all you had to do was worry about just makeup?
Yeah.
That could be your reality.
Oh, that is so good. I love it so much. Guys.
And have you ever heard that you should transfer a big debt payment to a different loan consolidation so you can get a lower payment? What if that wasn't the right thing to do? What if that was not actually sound advice?
Yeah, stay tuned. We have lessons from the sessions today where we're going to go over some real life coaching that we have with our clients. And hopefully it is going to serve you and you're going to be able to take these lessons away and apply them to your own life. Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast.
So the first lesson we have today is from a brand new client. She's amazing. She came in, paid full for coaching for 6 months. She knew exactly what she wanted. Her and her husband are entrepreneurs. She's getting her doctorates. Like, they have 3 kids. She lives in Alaska, I think. Ooh. So I feel so bad for her. Anyways, they're amazing. But listen, like, they stopped using credit cards the second she decided that this was the new way of life for them. The second they decided to commit to doing something different, she stopped using her credit cards. And I'm so excited for her.
Yeah, I think it's so funny that you say that because we have so many clients. We just talked about this in another podcast. They are spending and spending. But once they actually get serious, it's like a switch, complete switch, complete turnaround where they're not using credit cards. They pay them all off. Like, they spent all the money that they were spending. They're like, oh, let me just pay that off without thinking about it. And then they're done.
That's exactly what she did. She's, I'll just pay off the card that I use all the time right now. And I'm like, yeah, do that. And then we'll budget. We'll
keep going.
We'll make your new month's budget. But her husband, like, from the first session. So we always say that your first budget takes 2 sessions. And it really does, because we're getting all the numbers. We're getting everything organized. We have some homework before everything gets set up. So she had 1 session with me. And she went back and I said, okay, what did your husband say? Did you have a conversation with him about all the information that I said? And she said, yeah, he's totally on board. And we're so excited.
Yeah.
And she's like, we already paid off the Apple card. And we have, and 2 more will get paid off this month.
Yeah. Well, okay. So there's that saying that I've said from Stephen Furtick before, delayed obedience equals delayed blessings. And what I want to extrapolate from that is the more you drag the feet, the slower the process is going to go. If you just jump all in, both feet in, and just get after it, it's going to go so much faster versus you fighting with yourself. I heard somebody say she was fighting for her limitations. I want to stay in this limited place where I'm thinking I have to use credit cards or credit card points, or I don't have money, or I want to still spend money or whatever. If you just jump all in, you can be done so much faster.
It's like, just fully commit and just put your hands up and say you're going to do it, and then don't tiptoe. Yeah.
Yeah. No tiptoeing. We don't have time for that. Mm-mm. Okay. So I had a client, they're getting ready to go on this trip, and they're going to go to her son's wedding in Montana. Can you imagine, in June? Come on. I'm here for that. Yes. Big sky. So they've been setting aside money for everything. And he's getting married. So they're paying for the rehearsal dinner and they paid for tickets and they're paying for lodging and they're doing all this stuff. And she said, I'm just not worried one bit about this trip. Any other trip. Because when we first started, she said, listen, I like to eat out and I like to travel. And that's not going to change. And I was like, okay, girl, let's go. And she said, but in the past, even though we would have done it, I would have been sick to my stomach because I'm not sure how we're going to pay for it. I'm not sure if my bills are going to get paid while I'm there, like all of this different stuff. And so she's a nurse, she's a mom, she's a wife, all of these things. And she's in school for her next level degree. And she's, I just needed this part of my life to be at peace so I can focus on everything else. And that's where she's at now. Everything is automated. We show up to the sessions and I'm like, that's done. That's done. What do you want to talk about now? Because it's all done and they're just doing it and it's automated. And she said, this is the system that I've been needing. And the fact that she has that in her life is just making this part done, check, peaceful, no worries. And I can just focus all of that other attention on other things.
Well, I love how you said that. She said, this is a system I've been needing. And I think that it's a thing that you never thought you knew. But yeah, what is needed, it? How do I say that?
Never knew you needed it.
And I think that's what our system does for people. You didn't know you needed it until now you have it and you can't live without it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I have another win with an amazing client. Listen, she's cracking me up. She's a single mom. She's a nurse. She makes good money. And her daughter does volleyball. So it's like amazing. But she came to me basically yelling. She was all up close to my camera. And she's, girl, I paid my rent and my childcare. And my account's in the black. It's still in the black. She's like, I can't believe it. And I'm like, that's who you are now. Mm-hmm. We worked so hard the very first month of coaching to get her that paycheck ahead immediately. Mm-hmm. And she did not believe that it was going to happen. She's like, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. She kept saying that to me. And I'm like, okay, but just trust me. And then, so last month she was able to pay, I think it was over $1,000 towards debt. This month she's able to pay off two cards. Next month she's paying off over $5,000 in debt, and she is completely blown away.
Yeah.
Because, and it's just taken somebody else coming in, looking at your numbers, going, I can see that this is going to happen. I believe and I trust the process. I'm going to make you trust the process because you're building that relationship back with your money. Mm-hmm. And it's something that she never had before.
Absolutely. And I think with her, another key theme is she hasn't used credit cards since she started coaching.
Yep.
And here's the deal. If you commit to something, you commit. If you're going to invest in yourself with something, go make it worth the investment. Don't spend money and then not do the thing. And so she hasn't used a credit card since she started. Right. And you can, and it shows. And then, hello, what's the point of using or paying off credit cards if you're just going to use them? Like, that's not a fun cycle that any of us want to be on.
No.
But
She even said, because when she said, I haven't used a credit card, and I said, I can't believe it. I said, who even are you? And she's, I don't even know.
Please tell me. You're becoming a brand new person.
Yeah.
You are now identifying as a person who has money all the time in the bank, doesn't worry about bills, doesn't use credit cards. That's a brand new person. And it takes a minute to grow into that. We get that. But it reminds me of my client. And she was so stressed out the other day because she had $190 in her account, her bills account. And I was like, all of your bills are paid.
Right.
Oh, wait, let me say that louder for the people in the back. All of your bills are paid. That $190 is just waiting till next month. Mm-hmm. So she wants to still be stressed out because she's used to being stressed out and not having money. I said, you have $190 in there that is all extra. Yeah. It's extra. Yeah. You've already paid all your bills. You don't need to have thousands of dollars in there because all your bills are paid.
I think that is the biggest thing when I tell someone, we're going to put in your bills account only what you need. And they're like, but it needs a buffer. And I'm like, for what?
Yeah, that's where your spending is. So, yeah.
And she's, I don't know why. They're realizing that they can bring it down to zero mm-hmm. on purpose
yep.
because they're only putting in there what their bills cost.
We'll get right back to the show, but we wanted to give you a heads up right now that our signature budget template and course is available at myidealbalance.com/budget.
Guys, it is simple, easy to use, and pretty. Plus, it comes with walkthrough videos and special trainings that teach you exactly how to budget.
Yeah, we're going to teach you the exact systems we use with our clients to get out of debt, to set up the savings buckets, to create the bills account, and to know exactly what's going on with your paychecks and so much more.
So if you're new to budgeting, our system will help you get started easily.
And if you're a budget nerd like us, this system is about to become your new best friend, your new obsession, because it's the exciting, game-changing upgrade to your budget that you need right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so head on over to myidealbalance.com/budget and snag yours today. Now let's jump back to today's show.
Yeah, and so another lesson that I have is from a client who has her own business. And here's something really interesting. Her goal. And so everybody who comes on, we've talked about this. None of our clients are like, I want to live on a yacht and I want to go sail the world or whatever, anything. They just want regular things. And for her, she owes her mom money. Her parents lent her money to start her business and she wants to pay that off. And she wants to be free of that loan. And honestly, money, you don't ever want to owe anybody money, but let alone in the family, like you just don't, that is not a good feeling.
You want to mix that.
And so she's over here. But however, this loan, we were looking at her debt and we're talking about it. This loan is 0% interest, technically, but she also pays out weekly on it, $3,500 total for the month.
Oh,
that's a lot of money.
I think there's no interest in that.
That is just one of her bills to pay. She pays it weekly. And I don't think she ever realized how much it was a month because she's just been paying so much every week. And so she says, she came to me with this, and it's fun for us to have a conversation and see what your take is. She said, what if I got a loan? And yes, it would have interest, but I would be able to pay off my mom, cut that tie with her and not have that hanging over my head. And then also I could lessen the payment that I'm making so that I don't have some wiggle room. I have some breathing room because that's a lot. $3,500 for just one bill is a lot.
Yeah. That
and
is
I,
a lot.
It is a lot. And I said, okay, so what we have right now is a situation where you're being forced to be gazelle intense. You're being forced to put everything into paying this loan off with, and luckily there's no interest. So you're putting it all on principal and you're paying $3,500. And when I look at the $50,000 or $40,000 or whatever that you owe, it's not going to take that long at this rate to completely pay it off. What happens, and I get it, and I said, it's very important for you to weigh and pray about it and think about it, of not feeling that weirdness with your mom about owing her money, and also feel like you can eat. Mm-hmm. So I get it. I'm not saying that, but I just wanted her to, I want her to consider. Then you're also, now I'm taking on interest, and because I'm able to take my foot off the gas, then I do. And then I don't be as intense with this, with paying off as much because I don't have to. And then interest starts to accrue. And this is the point with all loans, with all interest, with all creditors, they're hoping that you take your foot off the pedal so that you can make them more money.
Yeah, for sure. And when you can, if she's able to do this right now, she's able, I'm sure it's tight. I'm sure it sucks. And I get it. But if she's able to do the $3,500 now, let's just get it done and move on from that. So that way, like you said, all of this is going towards principal. Mm-hmm. It's not like some of it is going half and half. No, this there is, it's 0%. Love mom so much. Thank you for that. But if it's possible, just finish it out and then you can move on to something else.
Yeah. But what we want you to know is we always say it's not cookie cutter. And so every single person would say this is the answer. What we are saying is you really need to consider both sides and the pros and cons of both sides. And what's the best decision for you and your money moving forward?
Yeah. If she had said this is causing a wedge in my relationship with my mom, like this, if there was a lot of tension there, then I would say, okay, let's just see if we can get a super low rate loan, get rid of that. And then you can just pay that off and put as much towards principal as you can. Mm-hmm. But if that's not the situation, and like Shana said, this is not cookie cutter. We handle things differently with every single client. Mm-hmm. Some clients are doing it this way. Some clients are doing it that way. It's based on their lifestyle. It's based on what specifically is happening in their lives. And we have a lot of questions to answer to be able to make the right decision.
Yeah. And what we want to do is just present you with the options so that you're thinking about it full circle.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just, we say it all the time, actually, we were on a podcast and she said it really interesting. You're reading the book with a magnifying glass so you can't see the whole page. So you're just looking at those lines. We can see it all. So we just want to present it to you so that you can make the best decision that makes sense. However, the lesson here, the takeaway for you is do not kick the can down the road. Attack the situation the way it is. The creditors, all of them, they hope that you do a balance transfer at the 6 month 0% interest rate. They hope that you do all of that. So because they know what the real numbers, what the real stats, what really is most likely to happen is. And you might be a unicorn, but why not? Why bank on that? Don't kick the can. Don't prolong. Like we have people say, my student loans are whatever. Why bother? No, I'll have them paid off by the time I'm 50. And it's such a low payment or whatever. Let's just not do that.
They do this on purpose. Yeah. Like they are highly trained in what they're doing and the offers that they're presenting you guys. Like they know. I had a client, I worked with him for 18 months. And I believe it was only in the last like 4 months of coaching that I presented the idea of moving one of his credit cards into a very low rate bank loan instead of paying their credit cards. And he was like, why didn't I do this sooner? I said, because it had to suck. You had to hate it enough to want to do something about it and not just put a Band-Aid on it and do what you've always done. Because he already had a loan. Mm-hmm. He already got a debt consolidation loan once. And he racked up more credit. I was like, no, you have to change your mindset. You have to completely change your thoughts and your process and how you're going to use money. And I believed at that point that he was now changed. Like, really, he's a changed man. But no, but like literally he learned his lesson, I think you could say. And at that point, he knew he was never going back.
Absolutely. All right. Those were some lessons that we hope that you took to heart and that you that helped you, that you got value out of, that really encouraged you in what you're going through right now to stay consistent, keep on the path, and trust the process.